Welcome to the STRS Ohio podcast. I'm Dan Minnick, Chief Communication Officer at the State Teachers Retirement System of Ohio.
And I'm Erin Deal, Senior Account Representative at STRS Ohio. In each episode of the podcast, we invite a guest to join us to talk about the system, how the pension fund works, and other topics of interest to our members.
And today we are joined by Erin Hood, the Interim Executive Director of STRS Ohio. Thanks for being here, Erin.
Thanks, Dan. I'm glad to be here.
To get started, can you tell our listeners a little bit about your background? You're from Toledo, right?
Sure, yep. I sure am from Toledo. I was born in Toledo and lived there till I was about 10. Then we moved out to the country, you know, a little bit over the border to the state to the north. But I'm a proud graduate of Toledo St. Francis High School. I still serve on the Board of Trustees there. After high school, I went to West Point and then served on active duty in the military for 5 years in the Army as an engineer officer in the U.S. and in Europe. And then got out of the Army and went to graduate school for my MBA. And then I spent about 20 years working on Wall Street and the last 5 years with some other financial services related jobs. So that's how I ended up here at STRS.
All right. Well, you're coming up on 6 months with STRS Ohio, Erin. Could you share some of the observations you've made about the system during that time?
Sure. I will say one thing. I have spent a lot of my time down working with the legislature, which is a big surprise compared to how I thought I'd be able to allocate my time. But I think that's an extremely important part of the story today, and I'm happy to have been able to do that. One thing for sure I can say is that the staff here is a great group, right? We have really, really hardworking and dedicated people. You know, everywhere I went when I first started, I would introduce myself when people would say, I've been here for 20, 25, or 30 years. And so the tenure and the experience of the staff really shows through. They work extremely hard, you know, and so I'm really proud to be part of this team. And, you know, the history and the culture here have nothing to do with me, obviously, but just in this little short time, I've been a beneficiary of it for sure. I think, you know, when I think about the system, you know, we do many, many things, but the two primary missions that we have are to serve our members in member benefits and, you know, education and administration, make sure we get those checks out, make sure we help them make good decisions, and then we invest the assets of the system. And those are really our two biggest missions. And then we obviously have people like you all and people that work in legal and IT and everything that work in support of those two primary missions. And so I think that the good news is the system is very proficient at both of those things. We have excellent investment returns, some of the best in the nation and certainly the best in the state of Ohio over the long term. And so there's a lot to be proud of here. And so I know that it's has been a challenging time for retirees and active teachers with pension reform. But I can say there's nobody that would like to have those retirees have their pension or their COLA and things like that more than the people who work in this system.
So if I recall correctly, one of the first things you did when you started last year was attend a town hall event. So for our listeners who aren't aware, STRS Ohio leadership has been holding town hall meetings across the state for the past couple of years. And I know you've made holding these meetings a priority. So what do you see as the value in these events?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's important to be out. You know, the good news is I think it's a really good communication forum and people feel like they have, you know, taking the time to answer their questions is really important. And, you know, look, you know, one of the things that I bring with me to my town halls is this big book of thank you notes from like from, you know, 2001 when they passed positive pension reform and increased benefits and all the thank you notes from all the people that were so thankful to the system for increased benefits. And I say, look, if we'd had the time to bind up all the thank you notes, then we should probably be able to go answer questions when times are not as good. So I do think it is a very useful forum to hear what's on people's mind and to help them really try to focus on what are the most important things. There's been a lot of distraction from what are the really important issues of the pension. And I think those issues are difficult and painful to solve, but they are not complicated. We pay out $8 billion in benefits every year, and we collect $4 billion in contributions. And that negative $4 billion cash flow is, as a percentage of our assets, is the largest in the entire nation of any pension. And that is very difficult financial situation. It impacts how we invest. It impacts the benefits that we can pay. And I think helping people understand and kind of cut clearly to the really important issues is what I see as the mission of those town halls and why I think it's important use of time.
I'd also like to let our listeners know that they can watch a video of the town hall presentation and see clips from the question and answer sessions with members on our website. They can search for town halls on our site to find the video page.
Yeah, that's a great resource. Erin, I've heard you say you're inspired by a speech you heard at West Point about competence and character. Can you talk a little bit about what that means to you?
Yeah, sure. I get a lot of questions, you know, about the system and, you know, equate it, you know, no COLA, no bonus and things like that. And, you know, I try to talk to people about what do I think that we owe our members as associates and people who work here at STRS. And I think, you know, and I started out this in my very first board meeting, and I talked about competence and character. And I think, you know, I think competence is relatively straightforward, and, you know, many things about competence can be measured. And certainly, you know, investment performance is measured. Our customer service is measured, things like that. Character's, you know, more complicated, right? And I think one of the things I like about the town halls is that, you know, we try to communicate clearly, you know, the truth to people. And even if it's not, even if they don't want to hear it, right? Even if it's not good news. And so I think that's what I think about when I think about that character piece. And then I also have kind of continued to develop that as I've been here a little longer. And I tell people that I think we owe them great empathy for this situation. We need to make sure that we are remembering that this is a very painful, but we also owe them hard work, right? We have to work incredibly hard on their behalf. And that's what we owe here. And, you know, and we need to do our best at that every single day.
So you've been meeting with members, staff, the board. You mentioned you'd be meeting with legislators, too.
I have. I've now, I think I'm up over 60, and there's only 120. So I've met basically everyone who serves in the ORSC and also serves in the relevant committees in the House and the Senate, as well as meeting, trying to make sure I meet with members of the legislature who are also members of our system, of which there are a number. And so that's how I've been spending my time. I think that, you know, working a lot with Senator Romanchuk, who's a member of the ORSC, he intends to have some committee work after the budget is passed around working with each of the five pensions to see what can be done to help continue to enhance the financial health of those. I think it's early stages there. It's kind of a placeholder bill. It just says we're going to do some things with the pensions. And so we, in our March board meeting, we put forth a legislative strategy from the board with the unanimous vote of our whole board that lays out our objectives, which really is around maintenance of the sustainable benefit plan that we've been using for the past few years, but also helping on the long-term basis to make sure that we continue to move forward with increasing the financial health of the system.
One of the most significant issues facing STRS Ohio is something called negative cash flow. And that's paying benefits that, in our case, total more than two times the contributions we take in. What does this mean to the system?
Yeah, that's a great question, Dan. I touched on that. And, you know, I think, you know, it's relatively straightforward to understand it, right? We pay out eight and we take in four. So, but that doesn't make a lot of sense. And to have the biggest in the whole nation, like, how did we get here? I think that's an important part of the story. And it's a couple of different things, right? One is the ratio of active teachers to retired teachers has gone from, in the last 30 years, has gone from about 2.5 working teachers for every retiree down to basically 1-to-1. And so, you know, I think everybody can understand the math of that. The second thing is that people are living longer. That's wonderful news, unless you're running a pension. And so that's great, but you have to adjust your benefits as a requirement of that. And people are living 3.5 to 4 years longer than they were 30 years ago. And that, in actuarial math, is an enormous amount of time. And then the last thing is that contribution rates have been, employer contribution rates have not changed in the state of Ohio for 40 years, right? And that, that's the bad news. The good news is teacher compensation has risen, so it is the contribution rate times the, a portion of the compensation. So that helps, but that contribution rate being flat and amongst the lowest in the country is not helpful either for our negative cash flow.
So at the April Retirement Board meeting, the board voted to implement benefit changes for retirees and active educators. That's a 1.5% COLA for eligible retirees and reductions in service credit requirements for teachers to retire. So the board has a framework for changes like these called the Sustainable Benefit Plan. How would you say this plan has worked in the interest of our members?
Yeah, thanks. The You know, I think over the last 3 years since the Sustainable Benefit Plan was put in place, there's been about $6 billion in benefit improvements or restorations through COLAs, supplemental payment, and lowering service credit requirements and age requirements. So I think that, you know, this is the new path forward, right? We're not returning any time to 2 or 3% guaranteed COLA forever. That's just not financially sustainable. Every 1% of permanent COLA has an actuarial cost of $7 billion. We're $25 billion underfunded already, and so that's just not a sustainable financial decision. So this system, where we measure what is doable each year, and the actuaries have a significant role in that, is very helpful in making sure that we maintain the financial health so that I can look a 23-year-old brand new teacher in the eyes and say, this plan's going to be here for you for as long as you live. And so I think that's really important. And I know, look, when I talk about this, you know, what we owe our members, and this empathy piece is super important, right? I mean, I have a slide that I talk about sometimes in the town halls that says, the title of it says, the medicine is horrible, but it works, right? And, you know, the progress that's been made on improving the financial health is significant, and it's real. And I just talked to some, the OEAR right before I came in here, and I said, I wasn't sure when I started, you know, 6 months ago that I would be able to do that, I'd be able to look a young teacher in the eye and say that. But I'm glad to have learned that I can. I really believe that. And, you know, like I said, but I understand that that's come at great expense for our active and retired teachers. And I think that that's, you know, on the minds of the people who work here and, you know, our board and who are doing everything that they can do to try to keep the path moving forward.
Well, Aaron, I don't have to tell you, you have an incredibly busy schedule, and we're so glad we have you here to sit down for a moment. But while we have you here, is there anything else you'd like to share with STRS Ohio members?
No, I just want to say I'm super thankful to our team here. You know, I interviewed for the job on Thursday and started on the following Monday, and not thinking I was going to be here to do this. And so really dropped into the fire. And, you know, the staff and the team here and the board has been incredibly welcoming and really worked hard to try to help bring me up to speed and, you know, help me to try to take on this task on behalf of our members. So I'm very thankful for that.
Well, and we thank you, Aaron. But that's all the time we have for today. We really appreciate you joining us.
And this has been the STRS Ohio podcast. Be sure to subscribe on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Thank you all for listening.